America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So we've done so much trade deadline talk that we're kind of, you know, phasing out of trade deadline talk and into stretch run talk here. Huge game Sunday at Houston against a Texans team that hasn't lost at home this year. And we'll discuss that in more depth. But Dan Campbell kind of put a bow on the trade deadline discussion yesterday, speaking with the media. You'll hear what he has to say. And this is, I feel like this is directly, and look, I want to make this clear. Everybody's entitled to feel the way that they feel, but I think this is kind of directly to the fans that wanted more. I think it kind of sums up what they did, and we'll be able to we'll play that for you coming up today at 12:05. In the meantime, Gator, Scott Harris, the Tigers president of baseball operations, a lot going on at the GM meetings right now. He would not comment on the Tarek Skubal extension, the possibility of it. Scott Boras is there, however, his agent. And Scott Boras says he will talk to Harris about the future, but Skubal will go through arbitration likely. I don't blame anybody for having Boras as their agent. He is the mega agent, right? He's the guy that really has grown a reputation for signing these massive, massive contracts. Kind of uncomfortable.
Well, it's uncomfortable dealing with him because you know he's going to get the most for his clients. It's what he does. He's very good at it. And yet, the Tigers have dealt with him for years. So the trepidation comes with who ultimately is going to sign the check, because Tiger fans are still leery that Chris Illich won't open up the checkbook like his father did. Even though they've said publicly that, hey, when the team's ready to go, we're gonna spend money. The team just made the playoffs. The team won a playoff series,
right?
And then lost in the divisional series to Cleveland. This is a team that's ready to go. You know, they've got a lot of young players and are ready to take that next step, and they are going to have to open up the checkbook. So I get uncomfortable with this on both sides of it. Like, I'm uncomfortable for Tarek Skubal in a way. You know, he's going to be, if he waits to his free agent year, he's going to be 30. And when you hit that, then what kind of money are you going to get at that point? You know, if you're still healthy, knocking wood, you're healthy, teams aren't going to
give money.
Yeah, you're going to get paid, but you're not going to get like an 8-year contract.
It does feel like right now would be a great time for all parties involved.
This is what I'm saying.
To lock. If I'm Skubal, I want it locked up, and if I'm the Tigers, I want it locked up.
Yeah, if you're Skubal, that's the thing I'm saying. Like, I want to get paid now.
Yeah,
like,
pay Keith.
Well, yeah. If Boras is telling him, look, no, just wait it out a couple of years and get a big payday, I'm going to be like, no. Get the big payday now. They'll be willing to pay, and then maybe I take less for the first couple of years, and then it kicks in, you know, to a higher rate or whatever, however you want to work it out. But if I were him, I'd want to get paid now. If I were the Tigers, I'd want to pay him now.
Right.
So
yeah, it
seems
like
it
really does feel like a win-win. Done. Yeah, I hear you. This is a good time. Now, Boras had more to say regarding the Tigers. I think the Tigers have reached a level. This is Scott Boras speaking. And this was in today's, Free Press or News. I apologize.
I saw the Free Press.
Okay, good. I think the Tigers have reached a level where it's certainly time for them to put the toe in the water about a high level of competitiveness. Okay, so Everybody here is on board with that. Yes. Put their toe in the water. Put your foot in the water. Put a leg in the water. Jump in with your whole body.
Get a torso.
Yeah, let's go. Yes, absolutely. Signed everybody everywhere. Boris is obviously speaking on behalf of what he does. Like, hey, it's time for you guys to start paying, and I've got stuff for sale.
Yeah.
And now Harris said the following about, you know, what the goals are this offseason. We're going to try and make the team better. If we find opportunities to get better and they cost money, we're going to do that. If we find opportunities to get better and they cost prospects and trades, we're going to do that. We're just trying to focus on finding a way to surround all the young talent with players that can help the 2025 Tigers be better than the 2024 Tigers. And, I mean, do we believe the commitment's there? And I guess to what level, right? I'm sure I will shoot the boot guarantee that the Tigers will sign some free agent.
Well, I'm not skeptical. I'm more bullish on this. I actually think they're going to. And if you look at evidence in the past, so why would I say that? Well, they did spend money to get Javi Baez. Was the money poorly spent? Yep, it was poorly spent. They also spent money each of the last couple of off seasons in bringing in some starting pitching that wasn't like bargain basement prices of $5 million a year. I mean, they brought guys in that, you know, double-digit million per year. So why stop now? The need is there to bring in more pitching. They're going to add a couple, three more arms to this team, maybe two rotational pieces, at least one rotational piece. And there are really good pitchers in the free agent market that they can add to that. But it's the offense. That was the part that was lacking last year. They just didn't have enough offense. Well, there's solutions to that too. You want to go out there and spend money? You can spend money on Santander. You can spend money on Alex Bregman. And both of those could be positions of need. You know, Santander can play an outfield position, a DH position. I'm sure he could play first base. And Bregman, obviously, is a third baseman. There's a need there. And when you hear him talk about it, Scott Harris says things like trading prospects or players to get what we need. Don't be surprised if they make a move involving a Spencer Torkelson or a Jace Young. Don't be surprised if that happens, because now they do have prospects that they can move around, and they've got other guys in they're ready to hit the Double A market. That we're seeing the Arizona Fall League, they're tearing it up with Briseño and Lorenzo. Good God, I'm having an issue.
It's okay,
but they've got guys at the lower levels that are ready to jump up to the next level, being Double A baseball. It's exciting times to be a Tiger fan.
If it makes you feel better, I don't think I've said his name correctly once.
It's not Lorenzo.
This is the guy I want. This is the guy I want.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if it's realistic, but I want Willy Adames. And I don't know where it came from. The morning show said that there's a chance he could move to third. But 29-year-old, he's got 30 home run power, shortstop, third baseman. He's played second. It's obviously originally in the Tigers organization. That's the guy.
Lorenzo.
Tyron Lorenzo. I might get Tyron right, but then I'll butcher Lorenzo.
Yeah.
I might get Lorenzo right, but then I'll call him Tyron.
We're going to have some time to get used to it before he becomes a
Tiger. Anyway, but the question is this realistic? Adames is one of the most coveted free agents on the market. He won't get Juan Soto money, but this would be a big-time move. Basically, he deserves Javi's contract, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
He does. And then you'd have, you know, ridiculous amount of money spent on shortstop, but I don't care, because at some point they're going to have to bid Javi Baez adieu. And yeah. I think they're going to give him an opportunity to heal up from the hip surgery and see if he's got anything left. I mean, the bluest of skies view on that is that the issue with Javi Baez was that he had a bad hip. I don't buy it. I don't think the hip affects his eyesight and pitches that he wants to go to. So I think that they'll make a decision, at some point next season to eat the rest of his contract. So do what you got to do. They still have a very low payroll on this team, spend lots of money. You can spend several big-time contracts and still not even come close to a $200 million a year payroll.
Right. Go get Willie Adames.
Go get Willie Adames. I'm a Santander guy. I like Bregman. I like that idea. I'm
a little worried about where Bregman is in his career.
Well, that's where it comes down to how many years are you willing to commit to it.
Yep. Adames, I feel like right in the middle of his prime. It's time. It's time to give this thing
bring
some
him
juice.
Back.
Let's go.
Bring him back home.
Bring him home. Bring Willie Adames home.
Bring him back home.
That's the guy. To me, that's the guy. But I guess the ultimate question is whether or not you and I probably are we get some eye rolls and people think we're naive. I think they're spending money, man. I really believe they're going to do it.
Yeah, I think they're going to spend money too. And
I don't know how you can't. Why even own a team if you don't want to put it re-experience what we experienced last September and into October? Like, that was so awesome. That was the evidence. That's all you need. If you ever were wondering, should we take that next step? That's why it's a resounding yes.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So, you know, and they've always said when it's time, when it's time, when it's time. Now that it is clearly time, they've said they'd do it. I believe they'll do it.
Well, when your payroll of the team that was on the playoff roster payroll team was, what, $19 million or $18 million? That's insanely low.
Yeah.
When that's what you had as a playoff team, you know you've got money to spend. You could spend $100 million. Think about that. And you're still nowhere near what the league average is. Although, you know, next year I imagine that when you look at team payrolls, Javi Baez's contract is going to be part of that. But even still, you're still not at the $150 million level.
How about that? Baseball talk. 248-539-9797. GM meetings going on right now. All right, Dan Campbell. Kind of the final word on the trade deadline that it feels like he's speaking to the people that said they didn't do enough. We will get to that coming up today at 12:05. Here on Carson Anderson, we're at Ford Field, the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Career Fair. 97 won the ticket.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com